Hello and welcome to the Profit Roadmap. We are your host, Becca Imbert. This is the premier podcast created for field service pros to help you grow your business, stay on top of latest trends, and help you provide even more value to the communities you serve. We are in day two of the Service Edge Conference. My special co-host, Bear, is with me, stepping in for Ryan. Hi, Bear.
Good morning. Day two, Service Edge Conference. So excited to be here, and it's fantastic once again just to have this opportunity. And we miss Ryan dearly. I'm so appreciative for him. I mean, they're big shoes to fill, as I mentioned yesterday, but I'm so appreciative to him to allow me to step in for him while he couldn't be here and everything. And we've got another great guest lined up right now. I'm so excited to talk to this individual. It's his product that he offers to our members and outside of our membership as well. So if you're a small business owner that has not bought Service Autopilot or Field Edge yet, you could definitely check out this next guest company. Fantastic. Co-founder of Applause. Let's give it up for Joel Ragar. Joel, how you doing, sir?
Good. Great. Thank you. Really appreciate you guys bringing us on and putting on a great show. It's been fantastic here for us.
Thank you.
It's great to hear. So, I mean, let's kick things off a little bit. So, Applause, I mean, we were talking a little bit about this. You and I met back in the spring.
Correct, yeah.
And we were talking a little bit about before we kind of went live here. I mean, let's just start from the beginning. I mean, what is Applause and why did you launch it?
Yeah, tell us more about your background and who you are, all that good stuff.
Yeah, so we've got a small team that just got together and said there's a real opportunity, I think, in the home service space that often is overlooked, and that is, how do we motivate the employees? There's lots of tools that are built for maybe more traditional in-office workers, right? Tools in a desktop, and we wanted to go mobile first and build solutions that really gave them extra effort and motivation in their job daily. So it was just this fun idea to see if we could do, and it's been extremely successful in its impact for companies. So I'm excited to get into it and share more of what we're doing.
That's also, it's a mobile application only right now, or is it desktop as well? Did I hear that?
Yeah, so the big thing we're doing is employee motivation.
Okay.
And what we care most about is figuring out how, as a technician in a home service company, they go door to door. They're the face of your company, right? They interact with the customers.
Yeah, absolutely.
How do we make sure that on every door and every service, they're acting like an owner would? If you were an owner and you said, if I went to every door, I know I could give it 100%. That doesn't always translate with every employee. You want it to. You hope it does. That's who you're trying to hire. And so Applause is one way that we can just help them act like owners through reminders. Part of the reminders is we do a post-service text. So after a home is serviced, we send a text message to the homeowner and we say, hey, how was Bear's service today? Let us know. That could be in the form of an NPS, Net Promoter Score. 0 through 10, tell us how likely you are to refer this individual. And that feedback helps us build a scorecard on every employee. It also builds a scorecard on every customer too. You often hear in a home service, if a customer is super happy, or extremely angry and not in between. And our goal is to try and capture that in between,
yes.
Help you capture and improve that before it gets down to the bottom. And so Applause helps drive that feedback on every single service that's happening. In the extent of that though, depending on your industry, there's voluntary digital tipping that happens.
Yes.
So after positive experiences, we can say, hey, tips are always appreciated, never expected. But you know, they love them. And often we'll have companies call saying, I had customers always reaching out saying, how can I tip this crew or this individual? And so Applause helps create a digital environment to do that.
That's awesome. Yeah, I know that is a huge ask for a lot of our cleaning companies, lawn care companies. So is it like, so with the tipping, does it go directly to the employee or how does that work?
Yeah, so we like to think of it as almost like Venmo for business. I think most of us are familiar with Venmo, app on our phone. We click into it, we have a digital wallet, our little bank account, if you will, in there. And so Applause has done something very similar in the business space. And so every employee, every technician, service worker, employee you have gets a Applause wallet. So as a tip comes in on their behalf, we send it instantly to them. It's part of what we really care about that we've seen make a big impact is this world lives in instant gratification. It's kind of what we all want now.
Yeah, of course.
And so we live in a mobile app, and so all your employees have the mobile app. And they want a notification every time a positive feedback from a customer comes in. Every time a digital tip comes in, they could be off their next job, job number two or three for the day, and job number one at that point gives a tip. We want them to have instant access to the funds and be reminded and told that they just earned that. Kind of gives them a little bit of the dopamine, right, of why you do a good job at your company, and remind them that this is an opportunity on every service now. And so they're going into the next job, even if it's a hot day, a cold day, it's a long day, right? That's when we start to maybe be like, I don't know if I'm going to put 100% into this job. But these constant reminders and drips that are coming from applause right into their phone is telling them, no, every job, we're going to try and give it 100% because this is the real opportunity that comes from it. So digital tips go directly to the employee and in real time, 100% automated. So nobody in the office is touching, managing anything. No one, the technician isn't sending an applause link or doesn't have to awkwardly ask in front of the customer as well.
Yes.
Right?
Because no matter how professional or how courteous, asking for a tip is always unprofessional and discourteous.
Yes, yes. And even asking for feedback, right? If I ask you for feedback to my face, you're going to give me, well, I hope you would, right? Give me great feedback. But I'll be a little
more
honest.
You're great, Andy. We don't know about that guy over there.
That's true.
No, just kidding. Yes.
He's a great guy as well.
Yes,
but
he is.
The feedback becomes a lot more real, right? As a business owner, that's what you care about because a lot of your business comes from referrals. Where else does it come from? From Google reviews, which applause generates Google reviews. And so in the same automated cadence that's going after a service, we also seek and help you derive Google reviews out of those positive customer experiences. And the Google review is often positioned to the homeowner saying, hey, if you wanted to leave a positive Google review, let's say I was the one that serviced the home, for Joel, we'll actually give him $5 on your behalf. We'll reward our employee if he did a good job and you leave a Google review. When we position it that way, all of a sudden people that were unwilling to leave a Google review, they'll leave a Google review because we've changed it from, that's a big company, it's a big logo, they don't need another review from me. Oh, but Joel gets $10 from the company for doing that? Yeah, I'll leave a Google review. And so it does a few things with that.
It's also not out of their personal wallet.
That's correct.
And that's a great experience to know that I'm hiring a company that
Absolutely.
Really looks after its people. I mean, I care about that. I think in general most people do. I mean, I really care about it, probably more so than the average person. But I think that's a really undeniable great choice for the end customer. To know that they've picked a company that takes care of their people.
And the thing that's really unique about that is we hear that a lot from companies of saying like that there's all these other benefits, we'll get into some of those, but the company deeply cares saying the only thing they get from the company is the brand, maybe talking to a management on the phone from time to time. And this is a way to say, no, this is our brand, right? It's more than a logo, it's more than just the service. It's the experience we want to create inside our company, and that is we care deeply about our employees. And if they do good for you, we will reward them, right? Out of our pocket. So yes, it makes a good impact. We hear that a lot. The other cool things, again, if we talk about that funnel of how many you're servicing to how many leave a Google review, that funnel widens at the bottom when I position it as a personal relationship, right? Bear comes out every single time. I love him. He does a great job. I'm rewarding him by doing this extra effort. I'm willing to do that extra effort. So we'll generate more Google reviews, therefore for the business, right? More referrals. And the other thing we found is, most people don't leave negative reviews when it's positioned that way.
Yeah, I was about to say,
I'm about to put a negative on Bear's head
as
how it's perceived, right?
Well, how do you, let's say there is a negative review.
Yeah.
So with this automation process, is there an approval process? Like, does it automatically post to a website on the company's website, or do
they're,
you have to approve?
They're posting to Google. So
to Google,
make sure we follow all of Google's standards.
Right, okay.
If you can get into what's called review gating, if you do try to solicit the review in advance but not actually post it to Google. So it'll keep your brand and your online integrity 100%.
Nice.
The other thing too is, there's a bad review that'll come in every now. You can be the best company in the world, best service. It's going to happen.
Everyone has a bad day.
And it's true, and it's okay, and we should have affordance for that.
True.
And applause wants to be the one that says, look, that happens, let's deal with it rather than just have it as a setback that we can't move forward. So a couple things can happen. One is we're gauging that NPS, right? It's not an annual review of saying like, hey, how happy are you? That changes over time, right? And we want to watch that to correct it or just get good feedback from them. And if a negative review's come in, usually the timing's a little different though, but you can go update that Google review.
Right.
And so it's a chance for the brand, the company, to then go interact with the customer, get an improvement. And on that next service, we can ask again, hey, did we do a little better this time? Is it worth updating that Google review? And you can go correct and change even past reviews. But that constant feedback and the employee being motivated to give that best service on every job is what really will make that change happen.
That's awesome. I think about, from my perspective on the service autopilot side of something like this, with working with a lot of the forms that we do, like mm-hmm. survey forms, but also just having an employee incentivized to work like that.
Yes.
And how it impacts their performance as far as like a lot of the, what do we use, the job cost summary reports to compare their budgeted versus actual time spent, and then also end of year bonuses. You can like, on the app, can you pull a report or data, like any stats from the employees' dashboards, just, you know, who's been tipped the most, who's like getting the most reviews after a certain amount of time, and is there that capability yet?
Yeah, so the employees are operating after through the mobile app.
Right.
The management is in a desktop. It's
nice.
It's mobile friendly because we know a lot of these guys are still on the road too, and they're on the go. But it's built for a full dashboard, full reporting, something that we hear often from companies after about 30 days of them going live with Applause is this new dashboard reporting that they see, where it kind of builds a scorecard per employee. How many services are they completing? Right. What's the conversion of people leaving feedback? What is that feedback rating? How many are generating Google reviews? How many are generating tips? It becomes very transparent for them to look and say, this employee's at the top of the list, right? Or here's a cluster of employees. Here's probably that second tier, and here's that third tier. So now, like with data, rather than just an assumption or just saying like, hey, I don't know things aren't working out so well, why? And it's like, well, here's the data, why?
Right.
So it makes it very transparent to quickly see who your A players are and maybe who needs to go on an improvement plan.
Right.
Maybe someone to pass on or move on, or someone that maybe needs some more coaching.
Yeah.
Right? And sometimes you just don't know that, or the area. So we get a lot of comments in the feedback that is left and that Applause is generating. And so we're seeing in the weekly, sometimes companies do it bi-weekly or monthly, they have a sit down with each employee. They're just pulling up Applause and they're saying, here's all the reviews that we're getting, feedback from customers, all the comments they're leaving, here's how many tips. And it kind of it now becomes like an agenda for the meeting to say, let's review this together, because this is a scorecard of your service. If we all drove into work today, let's say we traveled here, and I asked you, how many red cars did you see? Your answer would be, I don't know, 15 maybe?
Yeah,
of course.
And I say, but if I give you $5 for every red car you saw, how many tomorrow morning you come in? You'll tell me exactly how many you got.
Right.
We both made the drive. You didn't not make the drive. You didn't not do your job. But I just told you where to focus.
Yeah.
And you still perform the same job, right? And that's some of the benefits. You get the small things like all of a sudden there's often notes you leave for a customer after a service, right?
Yeah.
Employees typing that in.
Yeah, you were talking about this. Keep going. I want you to talk about this.
Yeah, so we've heard complaint after complaint from owners where they're telling the employees, like, the notes you're leaving are useless to the customer. You're just telling what chemical you used, or very quick, short ones. Once Applause rolls out, they understand the behavior, what's happening. They're seeing all of a sudden these notes are enriched. They're talking about parts of the home that they serviced or areas that they did. The little things, they're picking up trash cans while they go around. They're grabbing the newspaper, dropping off. They're doing all these little things that as a brand, you're like, I want to be known for that, right?
Right.
I'm a plumbing company. I'm a dog cleanup service. I'm HVAC. I'm green space or maid. There's lots of those companies out. So how do you set yourself apart? Well, it's what do you do? It's about service.
It's about employees taking ownership, which is, again, I think is the hardest thing to translate to. Like, and I really want to emphasize to all of our listeners that this needs to be something that they look into, because we hear so much. Becca hears it on the training side. These are people who have adopted Service Autopilot. I hear it on the front end and the sales. I know Field Edge hears it. Customers hear it. They're the number one complaint that's outside of a need where our software can assist is, I just can't seem to keep employees. I can't find good people.
Yeah. Oh my God, I hear that all the time. I can't find good people.
Good help is hard to find. The old cliche is back in full force. And I mean, if you, again, incentivize, you get a great employee that does the job because they do these extra things.
Right.
And yeah, they're doing it. They're doing it for incentivization, you know, to be incentivized. Okay, that's fine. But it allows them to take ownership and be that real, like you said, that face of the company, which ultimately is what you want anyway. So it's correct. This is fantastic. It's fantastic.
Yeah, and they took the job because they wanted money, right?
Yeah.
They're not voluntarily doing it for free. And maybe there's a cousin or a nephew out there that maybe's working his way up, but they took it because it's a job. They have families, friends, other associates they want to be with. And so let's make sure that they understand when they're here doing the job, let's do the best possible job, and we will say thank you to you, right? And that comes in the form of cash appreciation as well as other appreciations.
Sure.
The thing that sometimes applause is looked at it is, oh, it's a review software. And we say, yes, it is, but not just that. Oh, it gets customer feedback, yes, or it's a tipping. It's all of those things, but what it really is, the whole company was built to say, how do we retain and empower these employees to act like owners? And so we want it to be almost viewed as an HR tool.
Absolutely.
Where the company says, hey, employees, we just adopted this new benefit for you guys. We'll get you digital tipping if that's a thing in your industry. We'll get you immediate bonus access to Google reviews or incentives. In our platform, that dashboard that an admin uses on the computer, like Venmo for Business, they can go in there, and we often hear about attaboys, like, hey, you did a great job on this, your truck was clean, we have a monthly incentive, you guys want it. They can just go right into our software, hit $50, $5, whatever they want, send it to any employee or group of employees, and they get instant access.
Oh, awesome.
When it goes to
that's
the
huge
paycheck,
yeah.
It's forgotten about, right?
Right.
We lose that association with what was the good thing I did when it just blends into just a normal paycheck.
That's huge. I want to use it now.
I know, right?
it's
tools like this. It's tools like Applause. It's tools like Field Edge. It's tools like Service Autopilot. And this is why Beck and I work for one of these companies. Is like it. I know we've talked about this a couple of times. It almost like inspires you to go start a business because you can really make an impact in people's lives. And that's what I love about small business. It's what I really appreciate about you, Joel. You run a small business and people taking care of people.
And I would say I've talked to a couple of your customers here at the show that said the exact same thing. They said we could be the highest priced XYZ service in the industry, or we can be the best servicing company there is that happens to do this. And they say the money will always follow.
Yeah.
So I think that's true. If you can do a good job, then everything else falls in place because everything else is associated with that, such as retention of employees, happiness of employees. Everything's better at that point, right? And that's what we really want to have happen.
Joel, thank you so much for sitting down with us. Like I said, if you're a small business owner out there, whether you use Service Autopilot or Field Edge, I know every small business owner hears me when I say, good help is hard to find.
Yeah.
So need to check out something like Applause to really take their business to the next level and retain those great employees, train those better employees, turn your B's into A's, C's into B's, and so on. So great stuff. Joel, thank you so much for doing
this. Absolutely. Thank you both.
Before I let you go, Joel, can you tell us where to find you, how to find, download the app?
Absolutely.
Give us all your information for our listeners.
Yeah, so come check out our website. It's applausehq as in headquarters.com. So applausehq.com. We've got free demo videos you can watch, learn more about the software. There's a contact, set up a meeting with us. We're happy to get you guys going. A great partnership with Service Autopilot. And we just love working with you guys. And contact us. We'll be happy to kick it off. And usually it's a 2-week process. The whole thing's automated. There's zero manual work in any of this that we do.
I love that. Awesome.
Zero.
I know, right?
We're going to say it again. Zero.
And our listeners definitely love that.
Yeah.
Automations and the automation process. So if you loved what you heard today, listeners, visit our show notes at serviceautopilot.com/podcast. You can also listen to this podcast on any of your streaming platforms, Spotify, YouTube, Apple, and more. And if you have any questions or any other guest recommendations, email us at profitroadmap@exploretechnologies.com. That is spelled XPLOR. Thank you all for listening.
Thank you.